Okay, so you guys are 27, 28 years old, best friends since 15. Where do you see yourself being at, let's say, in 20 years when you're approximately 45 years old? How do you see your lives being different because you're starting to invest?
Well, I see my life being different in the fact that I'll actually have a choice. I can choose to do what I want and how I want it. But I certainly will be working. But I'll be able to do the things that I want to do. I won't be tied to a paycheck. I'll be able to travel and do the things that really excite me in life.
Yeah, and you guys are learning how to build a business as well as invest in real estate, right?
Completely. In fact, we actually do have an entity that we set up, an LLC that we had set up for this property. We deeded the property to that LLC so that we actually do get the tax benefits as well as the other benefits of actually holding a real estate in an entity.
Good. Where do you see yourself at, Justin, 20 years from now?
Well, the lesson that I'm kind of learning as I talk to all my friends, everybody's trying to decide what do I want to be when I grow up? And you know what? I don't think that you can answer that question, and I certainly don't know. So in 20 years from now, I don't know, but I do know that I want to be able to have the choices of being whatever I decide at that time. And so if I go down one career path, and I don't want to change because I'm making X amount of dollars, that doesn't give me the freedom to do whatever I want when I grow up. So the most important thing to me in 20 years is to be able to have that freedom and make those changes whenever I want to.
Did you get caught up in the dot-com craze working for a dot-com company with options and all that?
Yeah, I did. I left one of the top information technology consulting firms that I got a job out of college to go out in the dot-com world, and I had options, and then it was thought that, great, I'm going to make it with this company and make $1 million, and good, I'm done. But, that's not how it works, and I realized that quickly. I know that that's not the right path.
And are some of your friends still looking for the corporate ladder to climb?
Yeah, most of them are. We've had one friend that had a similar context change like we have and is trying to do some stuff on his own. But other than that, we just see our friends getting deeper and deeper into trying to climb the corporate ladder and getting more and more scared of what happens if they get laid off. I had every single one of my friends got laid off. I just left before that happened. I just went away by myself. But all my other friends got laid off, and that process for them was devastating.
And didn't one of those friends who got laid off, didn't they go back and find another high-paying job, get married, buy the big house, and you guys were going, Philip comes roaring in and says, our friends are making the same mistakes that are found on the cash flow game board, they're getting married, having kids and all this and not investing. I mean, you came in shock, didn't you?
I was absolutely flabbergasted. And in fact, this gentleman is one of the smartest gentlemen I've met, book smarts. He went to a very prestigious university where he graduated. He was laid off for 3 months, still out there looking for that right job,
Perfect job.
the perfect job. And a month later, he got married. They went on a $10,000 honeymoon, and they bought a new house. Now, the kicker to it all was that they actually had a condo that they lived in, very nice condo in a very prestigious area, but it wasn't big enough for them, for a married couple. Even though it was a two-bedroom with, I think there was about 1,200 square feet. For a couple, I mean, that really isn't that bad, especially in the area that they were in, but it wasn't prestigious enough for them.
So, did you talk to them about investing and all that?
We attempted to talk to them, but they weren't listening.
What did they say to you, Justin?
Well, we couldn't quite break through, and they just keep saying, "Well, once we finish this next endeavor, once we pay for this next trip, once we finish our backyard, then we'll be able to think about that." And I said, "Well, there's always going to be something new. You're always going to have something new."
Like kids, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. That, if that's what they want.
So you can see with the direction your classmates are taking and the direction you're taking is a little bit different, right?
That's correct.
So those are your long-term goals. I mean, you'll always be working, be investing, become very wealthy young men at an early age. But what were your short-term goals when you first started out with this, without any experience? What were some of your expectations? Let's call it pro forma. What were your pro forma accounting saying you had? What was your goal, short-term goals?
Well, Robert, when we actually started out on our real estate ventures, our goal was to have $60,000 in passive income after 2 years.
So that'd be $30,000 each.
That would be $30,000 each. You would be able to pay for our expenses, and technically, we would be out of the rat race, assuming that we didn't go out there and do the normal, "Oh, I'm going to increase my expenses" trick.
Right. So your goal was to be financially free as far as basic living expenses in 2 years.
Yeah, our goal was simple. We wanted to cover our current expenses. Our goal was not to increase our expenses at all. We weren't going to go out and buy any more cars if we started making more passive income and had a little bit more to spend. Our goal was to get out of the rat race with our current expenses, and our second fold was by the time we did that, we should know how to, if we can get up to 60, we can get up to anywhere we want to go. And so we said, let's hit that 60, and then we'll have unlimited potential.
So how long have you been in the marketplace now, learning for real?
We've been actually going at it hardcore for probably about 7 months, eight months.
Is $60,000 in 2 years realistic?
Well, I think it can be. Obviously, the learning curve is pretty steep at the beginning. The question is, in our second year, are we able to make things happen? I don't want to say that it's unrealistic. It just depends what kind of time you want to put into it. It is definitely a tough one to shoot for, but I don't see any reason why we can't hit it.
But the most important thing is you have some reality now, right?
Yeah.
Now, as I always say, it's not the property that makes you rich, it's the process. Has the process enriched your education and your experience?
Without a doubt. Every day is something new and we're learning something different. And the trick with that is just to actually take that and to apply it. If there's a mistake, we learn from it and we don't make that same mistake again. And that's what's going to make this become more successful than we are today.
Right. So there's no guarantees, but if these two young men just keep going at it the way they do, having a full-time job and investing part-time and going and looking at properties, pretty soon you'll look back upon $60,000 in 2 years as a walk in the park. It may take you 5 years to get to that level, but the most important thing, you guys are getting there. You're far ahead of your friends who are putting off this process until tomorrow. And being a gentleman who is a lot older right now, you know, tomorrow comes a lot quicker when you're older. And so I'm really glad you guys are starting this process as young as you are, because the most important thing you can gain right now is education and experience. And there's only one way you get it, that's by hitting the streets. Is that correct?
That's right.
That's correct. You just got to do it.